Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. It's always great when we get a chance to talk to local kids who are doing big things. They used to play on the WRMJ airwaves. Ed Hofferman, he's been an assistant for a while down at Normal West High School, and he's just been promoted to the varsity boys basketball job at Normal West. First up, Ed Hofferman, congratulations. Before we talk about the head coaching job down at Normal West, how vividly do you remember those great days of playing for the Rockridge Rockets?
Thanks, Jim. I really appreciate the kind words there. Reliving the glory days, right? I definitely have some good memories of playing basketball at Rockridge. And can easily reminisce about some good games that we had back in the Olympic Conference back then. It was a lot of fun, very fun time.
Well, and you say the Olympic Conference, you make me sad because that great league no longer exists, and that's the great sadness I have here. That meant a lot to play against the Sherrards and the Alitos and the Orions, the Macombs, the Monmouth Rosevilles, the Knoxvilles, and the Farmingtons.
Yeah.
How fun was that for you?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of rivalries there. Pick your poison. I mean, and there was always Sherrard and Orion, and obviously Alito too. And Farmington, Knoxville, and Macomb—they were not pushovers. They were some pretty good programs that were being ran there, and the talent that was coming out of there—it was not easy to win games in the Olympic Conference back then.
Well, you were telling me that you still follow the Rockridge program, and of course the last several years with the great success with, you know, the state appearances and just prior to that, Ethan Happ playing there. And you were telling some neat stories when you'd come back home, because I think you've been down teaching at Normal West for, 16 or 17 years, that you maintained a relationship with a lot of people in the area. And you did some workouts with Ethan Happ in the off season back in the day, and that has to make you feel pretty special to be a part of that.
Yeah, I worked a little bit with Ethan here and there. My wife also graduated from Rockridge, and she actually, where her parents live, lives near a good friend of the Happ family, the Stevens family, and they had a barn with a gym in there as well. And so during the summers, I'd come back and shoot around there, and I remember when Ethan and Niall Stevens, they were pretty young junior high, would go and shoot in the barn, and then as they got a little bit older, Randy would talk with Randy a little bit, and we'd do a workout when, Ethan and Niall were in junior high, and then the next year, I'd be back visiting my wife's family and contact Randy, and we'd do a little workout here and there, and each time I see Ethan, it was like, man, he's getting a little bit taller, and by the time, I think the last time that, like, him and I ever did anything in the barn was, I think, his junior year, and I'm just, like, looking up at him, like, yeah, okay, this kid's got it, he's got the height, the length, and determination as well, so, yeah, it's been neat to see Ethan progress through the last years, and he's done a great job developing his game over at Wisconsin. It's been fun just to watch him play and compete and dominate in the Big Ten.
Yeah, no question about it. And I know for people, when you start to talk about schools down in the Bloomington Normal area, as people travel on I-74, Normal West is the school right there on I-74/I-55, and it's a beautiful complex. So did I read it right? I mean, they say the wait is worth it. An assistant for 11 years, all at the same school, and you wait your turn, and you become the head coach. So I guess the transition for you has been basically an 11-year process. But I would assume that you had to think maybe before that I want to be a head coach. But apparently you said, well, I want to be a head coach, and maybe if this job ever opens up, the current coach decided to retire, you have the opportunity to take the position. So kind of an 11-year transition for you, is that right?
Yeah, I coached 3 years at the junior high that I taught at, Chittick Senior High School, one as a seventh grade head coach and then two as eighth grade. And the freshman job opened up and I interviewed with Brian Couples and our AD Stan Lewis. And, you know, just from the get-go, I was just like, you know, you guys need me to scout. I'll go and scout. You need me, you know, to help with workouts. I'll do that during the off season. And, you know, I just was forthright with Brian. I said, you know, someday, Brian, I want to be where you're sitting as a varsity coach. Yeah, it took 11 seasons, but it was well worth the wait. You know, a little off story, you know, Rock Ridge position opened up a couple years ago. I did apply for that job, but I didn't get the position. But, you know, all things work out, you know, in the end as well. Toby Whiteman did a fantastic job with the Rock Ridge program there, you know, taking those teams down to state. And I was actually there for that miracle shot. I was sitting down in the lower bowl section when that shot was in there and just erupting. That was really awesome to see that too.
Yeah. All right. So you tell us a little bit about the kind of the basketball league Normal West plays in and kind of your expectations taking over the program.
Big 12 Conference, I think, is one of the most competitive conferences in the state of Illinois. There's a variety of styles of play as well. Normal Community High School, which is our cross-town rivals, Dave Witzig's been there, I think over 18 seasons. He just does a remarkable job, getting his kids to buy into the program, and they're very disciplined defensively wise. And, you know, then you run into teams like, some of the Peoria schools. You know, Coach Ruffin at Peoria High, he's been there a while too. He's a very veteran coach and very physical team. They use their athleticism and quickness to their advantage as well. And you know, that's the thing about the Big 12 Conference. There's a lot of styles that they have to go against and scheme against. And you have some veteran coaches who are students of the game, and you got to be prepared each and every night in the Big 12 Conference. I might be mistaken, but we had maybe three regional championship teams out of that conference this year as well. So yeah, it's a battle each night in the Big 12.
All right, Ed Hofferman, a 1997 grad of Rock Ridge, played in the regional championship game down at the former Alito High School and taking over Normal West High School, the varsity head coach. Can they play in the Big 12 in Central Illinois? Nice to reminisce with you about the old Rock Ridge days, Coach, and looking forward to the future, and good luck down at Normal West.
Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate the phone call, and I appreciate what your radio station does for the local high school sports there in that area. It's awesome. It's awesome to see that and how you guys just highlight that. It's great to see.
All right. Good to visit with Ed Hofferman again, a 1997 Rock Ridge grad taking over the boys basketball head coaching job at Normal West. More coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.